Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Elias. Hi. That's nice to talk to you.
And you also.
Okay. Can we start?
You may proceed.
Okay. I've tried to make it very, make a very clear extract out of this whole thing. And it is really my main topic in this focus up to now. What happened in between was that I chose not to follow this inner voice completely but partially, because I was in a way afraid and didn't want to disappoint anybody, and also I didn't feel secure enough. And well, there were a lot of signals that telling me that this is not the thing I really want to do, and so I'm in a way like scattered. But I thought, okay, I really have to make sure first that I can be able to, that I'm able to be self-sufficient. What happened was that I really faced this main topic of my life in a way, and well, that's why I'm here right now. And well, life seems in a way very complicated, and on the other side it seems to be very easy. It depends on where I am at. If I believe in this illusion, and if I believe in being separated and all these things, then it seems to be complicated. If I'm stepping away from that and just tuning to the things, they seem to be very simple. Life seems to be very simple. But in the morning I start mostly with being in a reluctant mode. And I have problems to get up in the morning and face life and be alive. And just being alive. That is something that happens to me, or that is going on. Yeah, more or less this whole focus already, and that's very tiring. And I really hope that there will be a day when this is past and this will not be present any longer. The thing is, when I wake up, and my husband, for example, he just goes into the day, and I feel reluctant and I have problems to get up. And I was thinking about that, and I thought, and then, no, I feel exposed to life, and I feel threatened, and I feel this and that. But I also feel threatened from my inner side, and I thought, okay, Elias would say, I guess, this is my outward reflection. What I experience outside, so-called, is my outward reflection. So what I need is to change this inner picture, this inner situation.
Not necessarily.
No?
No. Express to myself, what are you offering to yourself in communication in these experiences? Not in relation to changing or altering, but what information are you offering to yourself concerning you and your being, and what you are generating in these experiences? What is your communication to yourself?
My communication is, if I get this whole thing that you say right, my communication is that I feel somehow overwhelmed, and I feel incapable, and I feel like I don't know what I really want, and I feel like being in a situation like a how do you say catch-22, and I lose the joy of life, and I lose the power to be alive, and I just struggle to change anything, and then I find myself partially able to change it and partially not, and I just try to deal with it, but I feel in a way just overwhelmed.
But this, my friend, is the point. Now, let us examine what you are actually generating. You express that you experience reluctance to be engaging your day, or you are already generating within your immediate waking moments an anticipation of dissatisfaction, and therefore you generate a frustration, and this creates the reluctance to be engaging your day. But you also are expressing to myself that you identify certain aspects or elements of your choices or your movement that you do not want, and that you cannot or are not identifying what you do want. Now, this is significant.
That's right.
For you are offering yourself information, but you have snared yourself. And the snare is that you offer yourself information concerning what you do not want, and you are not paying attention. For you continue to force your energy and force yourself to be paying attention to what you do not want and generating that anyway. Now, there is significance in all communications. There is significance in the communication of recognizing or noticing that you are continuing to engage actions and choices that you do not want. For there are two movements occurring simultaneously. I may express to you, you shall not engage any action that you genuinely do not want. Therefore, there is an element of a want being expressed, regardless of whether you think you do not want to be engaging the action that you are engaging. But there is also validity in association with thought, for the thought is translating partially accurately, and this is what becomes confusing for the individual, such as yourself, recognizes that there is a dissatisfaction with what you are actually generating and what you are actually doing. And there is a recognition partially that you are forcing your energy to engage actions that you do not necessarily want to be engaging, but you generate it anyway. Now, your thoughts as the translation mechanism for your communications are expressing to you, I do not want to be generating this type of action, these type of choices, this type of existence. But pay attention also to the choosing aspect of yourself, because it continues to choose those directions. This is not to say that your thoughts are incorrect or that your choices are incorrect. They are merely at odds to an extent, for you are not listening and paying attention to the whole, so to speak, of yourself. You are focusing upon smaller elements or designs of your picture and not viewing the entirety of the picture. In this, I may explain to you both aspects are correct. You are correct in the translation of thought, that there are actions and choices that you do not want. You are also correct in your recognition that you are unaware presently of what you do want. You are also correct in your choosing for the choices that you engage, although at odds with your thinking, are partially what you want. For what you are choosing is familiar. In this is created the snare, and this is the identification of the snare, is that although individuals incorporate a fear or an apprehension of the unfamiliar, you are moving more and more and more in the action of this shift. Therefore, your perception is shifting. And in shifting your perception, your desires are shifting also. Your desire is shifting from the alignment with the familiar and the fear of the unfamiliar to the disdain of the familiar and the desire for the unfamiliar, the new, the fresh, the unusual, the freedom. But the hold of the familiar is extremely strong, and therefore it also provides an element of comfort, and therefore there is an expressed want in association with the familiar. There is a greater desire for the freedom of the unfamiliar, but the strength of the comfort of the familiar creates a tremendous struggle. Now, let me express to you, you are offering yourself information. It matters not whether you may clearly view what you want or not. For you are recognizing what you do not want. And this offers you information. It offers you the information concerning your choices and offers you the opportunity to evaluate what motivates you to continue to generate the familiar that you express discomfort within or dissatisfaction within. It also offers you the information as to where you are directing your attention. For your attention is directed in what you choose. Therefore, you offer yourself the information that you are choosing to hold to the familiar and forcing your energy in your being to be engaging action and scenarios that are familiar and align with automatic responses and mass beliefs. It is not a matter of changing you or changing mass beliefs. It is a matter of recognizing what the mass beliefs are that you are aligning with that may be contrary to your desire, but that provide you with an element of comfort, which is your payoff. You also offer yourself the opportunity to notice how you are unaccepting of different aspects of yourself and attempting to force them to change. As I've stated, it is not a matter of changing beliefs or changing yourself, but recognizing different expressions and aspects of yourself and evaluating how to effectively and efficiently direct those aspects of yourself. Even aspects that you deem to be negative or bad, it is merely a matter of their direction and how you direct them to be expressed, not that they are bad or that they do not hold their position or purpose, but how are you allowing them to be expressed? And are they being expressed efficiently or what you deem to be appropriate? This term of appropriate is quite significant. For regardless of whether it is associated with expressions of duplicity, as I have stated, duplicity also is a belief system and shall not be eliminated from your reality, but rather it is to be accepted. Therefore, recognizing that you do express an alignment with appropriate or non-appropriate expressions and behaviors, you may allow yourself to pay attention to what you deem to be appropriate and what you deem to be not appropriate. In recognizing these expressions, you may move beyond and move your perception into acceptance of that expression of appropriate or non-appropriate, and this offers you the opportunity to become more familiar with different expressions of yourself, which are different aspects of yourself. And in that movement, you may choose how to be directing of different expressions of yourself. Now, let me offer to you an example. In a moment, an individual may recognize an expression of themselves. Let us say that the individual recognizes that they interpret a tendency to be expressing a temper. Now, the individual may express the judgment of themselves that the expression of a temper is bad and it is inappropriate behavior. But this is an aspect of the individual. It is an expression of energy that the individual incorporates. It is not bad. And it may or may not be appropriate or inappropriate. It is dependent upon how the individual directs that aspect of themselves and their energy. In one moment, in one scenario, it may be quite appropriate for the individual to direct that energy and may be quite beneficial or purposeful and may generate what you deem to be a favorable outcome. In another moment, the individual may not be efficiently directing that aspect of themselves and may express that energy in what they deem to be inappropriate behavior. The energy itself is neutral. The aspect in itself is purposeful, and this is the reason that there is such significance in holding your attention upon yourself and recognizing and knowing yourself and accepting all of the different expressions or aspects of yourself. For in that, you allow yourself the knowing of how to direct your energy and yourself. In one moment, it may be quite purposeful and beneficial for an individual to be expressing that temper, so to speak, as a release of tension and held energy. In another moment, the individual may be expressing that energy that they associate with a temper, and they may generate an action that may be quite hurtful to themselves or to another individual or to any aspect of your world. Now, both scenarios are beneficial, but the one scenario that you may view as hurtful shall be much more difficult for you to assess the benefit in what has been expressed, and you may much more easily snare yourself into a trap of self-judgment and discounting and guilt. This is the significance of recognizing what your beliefs are, what your motivations are, all of the different aspects of yourself that are expressed, and how you may express them efficiently in a genuine expression of essence, and therefore not generate the expression of judgment in association with yourself or with any other aspect of your world within your reality. And this, in your example of awakening and experiencing a reluctance to engage your day and your activities and your choices, what are you expressing to yourself but denial of your choices and a forcing of your energy in compliance with choices that are not necessarily in alignment with your desires? The mere allowance of yourself to recognize what you do not want and what motivates you to continue to choose what you do not want, regardless of your knowing that these are actions that you do not want to generate, and regardless of whether you know objectively what you do want, what you are generating is not listening to yourself, but continuing in automatic responses, and also continuing to pay attention and reinforce energy in frustration, in dwelling upon what you do not want. And as you generate that action, you continue to generate the choice to continue to express what you do not want. And you block your communication to yourself or your clarity with yourself concerning what you do want. For your attention is occupied with what you do not want. Another example. An individual may generate pain in a physical expression of their body. And they may express to themselves in the translation of thought, I do not want to be experiencing this pain. The thought is not incorrectly translating. It is correctly translating partially, but merely partially. For you continue to choose the pain, and it is not removed, and it is not altered. Now, why is the pain not altered? The question is, where is the attention? The attention is upon the creation of the pain and the experience of it. Therefore, as the attention continues in the experience of the pain continues. But the thoughts continue to express, I wish the pain to dissipate. I wish the pain to be eliminated. I wish not to experience this pain. And where is the attention? The attention is moving between the experience of the pain and the thoughts concerning the pain. Now, how does the individual, if they genuinely wish to be generating a different experience, move their attention and generate a new experience? The manner in which the individual shall alter the experience is to recognize that they are concentrating their attention upon the pain, and the thought process is also reinforcing the attention in association with the pain, regardless that it is expressing the translation that this is what the individual does not want. It is still expressing the identification of the pain, and therefore the attention is continued in its occupation with the experience. Now, as the individual may recognize this, offering themselves this noticing and this information, the individual may relax and express an acceptance of that choice of generating the pain in the moment, that this is a choice and that this is what has been chosen and it is being experienced. Very well, it is accepted. As it is accepted, you release the hold of the attention, and you allow your attention freedom, and therefore it may move. And it is not necessarily compelled any longer to continue to focus upon the experience. Are you understanding? In similar manner, as you awaken in your morning and your attention moves to your reluctance to engage your choices and your experiences, you hold your attention rigidly in that direction. Now, in acceptance of the moment that this is your experience, you loosen your hold with your attention. And therefore, you unlock yourself within your being to allow yourself other choices, perhaps merely to lie within your bed, to experience the acceptance of that reluctance, and allow your attention to drift. And in those moments, you may move your attention to not the reluctance to engage your day, but to your experience of your comfort within your bed. Not in anticipation of what may be, but in recognition of what is. Anticipation of what may be is not always associated with future experiences of hours or days or weeks. Anticipation of future experiences may be expressed in relation to mere minutes. And in that anticipation and projecting your attention to that anticipation, you do not notice what is. For you are preoccupied with what may be. The reason that I express so very often the significance of holding attention within the now is that I recognize the challenge of that action. And I recognize that most individuals within your physical reality do not yet understand that action of genuinely holding your attention upon self and in the now continuously. You offer yourselves fleeting moments in which you may accomplish both actions, but it is not consistent. And this, my friend, is your genuine key to your freedom. And you are correct. It appears to you to be, and to many individuals, quite complicated, but it is in actuality quite simple.
That's right. Sometimes we these very simple things are the hardest things to do, because you are just used to do it differently.
Correct.
To do it, well, being out of the moment, being whatever. And life becomes very, sometimes very heavy and sometimes not very joyful, enjoyable.
Therefore, what information do you offer to yourself that you may perhaps recognize now that you are expressing to yourself as you awaken and you experience this reluctancy? Appreciation of you in each moment of your existence.
Do you mean with you, my essence?
You.
My core of being, or what do you mean?
All of you.
All of me.
Which very much is inclusive of your physical manifestation now. Not some elusive higher or grander or greater expression of yourself, but the appreciation of your manifestation of you now in this physical reality.
Well, if you don't enjoy it, it is very difficult to appreciate it.
Correct.
No.
But the manner in which you begin to practice to enjoy or appreciate yourself is to be appreciating of the moment and not projecting your attention to any other moment.
Even if the moment is painful?
Yes. For this is another expression of you.
We are so much used and trained to change painful things. And during these last weeks, which were very, very difficult and painful for me, there was one moment when I really said, okay, I don't want to change anything, I don't want to fix anything, all I do and all I can do, because I was very, very tired, all I can do is just surrender. Just to be there, just to experience that, not to change anything. I didn't really appreciate it, I just surrendered. I gave up.
Which is a step.
Right. And that's the point.
this is an accomplishment, for it is a movement closer to acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I experience a big relaxation, a kind of freedom in this surrender, kind of burden is going away, taking away from my shoulders, and it's just surrender. And then, in a way, it was even a kind of expressing of trust of the unknown, because I really didn't know where it would end or whatever. I just gave up. Was there, that was it. But of course you have these ideas in your mind that life is meant to be joyful, that life is meant to be happy, and even Elias said, wow, your natural expression is to be joyful, the natural expression of life, of your essence is to be joyful, and so on. Wow.
Which is quite correct.
Yes.
And the point of knowing yourself and intentionally creating your reality is that you may choose objectively to be generating discomfort or painfulness or even sadness, but that you are aware that you are choosing and you know what you are expressing, and that you also know that in this choice you incorporate other choices also. At times, individuals, they actually choose to not be expressing joyfulness. Individuals may choose to be expressing conflict or discomfort or sorrow, for they choose to allow themselves that experience, but in association with acceptance and this shift in consciousness, those choices are engaged with the knowing that they are choices, with the intention of experiencing those types of expressions intentionally.
In a way, I feel I have plenty of this. I would like to have these happy expressions and happy explorations and experiences of happiness, and the opposite of failure. I would like to experience a kind of success now. I have had so much of the other already. I mean,
and in this expression, the manner in which you begin to generate this want, which is genuine, is to begin now practicing paying attention in the moment and allowing yourself to be evaluating in the moment. What are you choosing? What are you doing? For these are choices. Are you choosing in this moment to be apprehensive? What motivates that? An anticipation of a future expression? A wondering or a skepticism or a doubt of yourself in your abilities that you are capable of generating an expression of happiness or joyfulness? What is actually occurring in this moment? What are you expressing in your attention, which is directing your perception and creating an experience? Do you recognize that you incorporate choice? Do you view that what you are actually experiencing in that moment, if it is discomfort, that you are choosing to be expressing that, and that there are other choices, and that your attention is mobile? You do incorporate the ability to move it. And if you wish, you may move it ever so slightly, merely to question yourself of what you are actually physically doing in the moment. And what are your choices in that moment? You are physically sitting within a chair. And within yourself, you are identifying what you term to be your mind, expressing different actions. But what are your actual physical actions? This is not to say that I am discounting your perception or your emotional communications, but it is an example of your ability to move your attention in the slightest of manners, which may so profoundly alter your perception. You may be sitting within your chair, and you may be experiencing sorrowful feelings, and you continue to feel this sadness. Now, there is an emotional communication which is occurring, which is identifying what you are generating within self and what beliefs are associated with that generation. But you feel yourself to be locked into this experience, and you are not. It is merely a matter of directing your attention. And, as I've stated, movement of your attention ever so slightly, merely to notice your actual physical being and what you are physically doing, is sufficient to alter your perception. One moment you are experiencing tremendous sorrow, and the next moment you are noticing, I am merely sitting within my chair. This is what is physically occurring. This is what I am physically doing. This moves your attention. Once your attention is mobile. You allow yourself to move it in other manners and offer yourself more choices. This is the point. You may choose to continue to be holding your attention upon the actual physical action of sitting within your chair and experience neutrality. You may choose to be continuing to experience your feeling of sorrow. You may choose to be moving your attention into evaluation of what may be generating this sorrow. You may choose to be engaging physical movement and removing yourself from your chair and engaging another action. You may choose to be engaging another action and continue to experience the feeling of the sorrow. You may choose to be engaging distraction and not experiencing the feeling of sorrow. Do you see, my friends, how many more choices there are than merely the black and white? It is not merely a question of experiencing a feeling or not experiencing a feeling. There are many, many, many variations and variables in between.
Correct. From my end of this, it seems to be so far away, but it makes sense. It makes sense completely. It seems just to be so far away from a so-called normal life. You usually don't pay attention so intensively about the slightest things, but you are correct. This is where it starts. This is where it starts. If you are fully aware with on these tiny so-called, or I just call them, but I don't judge them by them, these tiny little things, like how am I sitting in my chair, how do I feel, and so on, just being in the moment and being aware of all these simple things. This is where your attention starts, your awareness. Aware or not, present, if you are present or not.
Correct.
Mm. Oh, yeah, it seems like I have to do the very basics and all, and the rest is so far away and moves away so very far by doing these basics.
Ah, but this is how you practice, and this is how you genuinely offer yourself freedom. For this subsequently translates into all of your actions and all of your choices.
You have to start somewhere, and if you start with the simple things, it's like you drop a stone into water.
Correct.
Mm. Elias, can I ask you a question about an information? Can you tell me something about my intent in this focus?
And what is your impression?
My impression would be, well, yes, it has to do with what we were talking about, with this becoming fully alive, becoming free in the meaning of, well, free in the meaning of being secure, independently secure, and aware. An aware being which knows about itself. In a way, you could even call this self-awareness. Or it's called a enlightening or awakening or self-realization or whatever, but to really become fully aware of who I really and truly am.
Partially correct, but
okay.
What is the chosen method to be accomplishing that expression? What is the identification of the intent, the general direction I may express to you, the general direction that you have chosen as your intent is to be exploring rules.
Rules?
Yes. And how you choose to allow them to apply or not to apply to yourself. And this is the general expression of your intent and the more specific directions within that intent manifest in your movement of self-discovery, but in relation to the rules that you view within your world, within your reality, and how you choose to express or not express them, align with them or not align with them in relation to your self-discovery.
Wow. I'm completely confused now. It all seems to be so complicated. Wow. What does a person do which is not aware of all this, which has not access to ask anybody like you, anyone like you about all these things? Then life seems to be so, I don't know, isn't it so very confusing? It seems like you are just always tapping in the darkness, like when you are a human being and you, or is it just my kind of experiencing this? I don't know. It's very confusing.
I am understanding. Each individual offers themselves information in association with this shifting consciousness in what shall speak to them.
Wow. It's a great shift, huh?
Quite.
Move away from so old patterns, from so strong patterns, into a very confusing area. I think I hope this is an interim period that people are so confused, because I experience so many people are looking around and trying to understand, trying to find a kind of guidance, and there is so tremendous pain in humanity.
And this is associated with the movement of this shift in consciousness, for it is an opening of awareness, and as I have stated from the onset, there is trauma associated with this shift in consciousness, but the point is to be minimizing that trauma, or even to be eliminating that trauma in association with this shift.
I think I'm not a person who is completely eliminating it. I'm experiencing it. I had my part the last days.
And so are many other individuals, my friend.
I know.
The shift is accelerating, and therefore so is the trauma.
Mm. feel I want in a way to step into my own brightness. I want to step into my own beauty. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
And am I somewhere on the wrong track?
No. No.
This is what I feel, what I want. This is what I feel, what I'm moving towards to. I want to step into my own brightness.
And if you answer yourself yes, then allow yourself to begin now.
Yeah, sometimes even the dark side is bright.
Correct.
Wow. Wow. Do you work with me during the night?
At times, yes.
The best thing I can do to myself is just sleep. And there were some moments, some mornings which were very special. And I thought, well, I don't know, but maybe Elias is in a way kind of dealing or acting or working with me during the night.
Yes. In those time frameworks in which you will have.
Well, from my end, the permission is constant. Because I really want to grow, want to move, shift, however you may call it. So we have a little time left? I don't know, I'm not aware of it.
I'm expressed to you that we shall be disengaging.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very, very much.
You are quite welcome, my friend. I continue to offer my energy to you and my encouragement. And as always, I extend tremendous affection and my appreciation to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Offer yourself allowance, my friend. It shall be your greatest gift. To you, in tremendous lovingness, until we engage conversation again. Au revoir.
Au revoir.